there. You know Al? No, not yet. How about you?
Al? Alzheimer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
No.
Becoming a
question of mine. He's not your friend yet. When you get close, you will call him Al. Don't worry.
Take off.
Yes.
Just be in the moment.
I don't know what I have good news for you. If you behave, because in normally everybody is complaining because Al doesn't let you choose. You choose itself which one you should remember or not. Mainly, it will go back to the old books.
Mm-hmm. So, that's right. The old
but
stuff.
If you behave, there are tricks. It will take away whatever you don't want. Mm-hmm. You could hang on to the things that you want. If you do it carefully, there is a solution.
I already have that disease. I only remember the good things. I don't remember any of that.
It's not searching your memory, because the memory is the subject here. I will work on your memory. Your attitude will help you. When you concentrate on your belief in the existence of goodness, this is something that I have seen people they take for granted because they think that it comes by nature. Yeah. It's not. There are a lot of people that they believe that this universe is unfair, it's nasty and full of problems. And there are people that deeply believe in the existence of goodness. If you hang on to that and remind yourself that goodness is there, not when it is visible to everyone. Goodness is there when it's not visible. Because everything has up and down, so there are times that the goodness is hidden. There are times of destruction. Any renovation starts with destruction. You eliminate something to build something new. In those times, that everything looks dark, if you find that point in your heart which believes in light, even in the darkness. I found that very helpful.
Absolutely.
Very helpful.
Absolutely.
Because the memory is like my body, is the subject of the image. And
but
counting the nida in old age is just pure being silly. And hang on to something else.
Knowing that fundamental goodness of all reality.
Referring to it, reminding yourself.
There's this incredible video done of this, I don't know if you've seen, of this director of prisons in India who began introducing Vipassana on death row.
Mm-hmm.
And these death row people who had terrible trauma and difficulty, people said there's no way you can put them in 10 days of silent meditation. Their own thoughts will torture them. And in the video, you see them come out of this 10 days of Vipassana meditation. And their faces are shining because they touched that fundamental goodness. They went through enough layers that these people who have nothing have touched that fundamental goodness. And they know it, and it's just they come out.
Yeah, the funny thing is that it is, yes, invisible. You could see it in the face of people.
Yes.
That
knowing.
That kind of innocence, even in the guilty people, there is a trace of innocence.
September 4th.
Okay, where are we? Chocolate? Yeah,
last time.
Yes.
Yeah, I was reading April 2. But I don't know how pages before. And it came to the keeps on speaking of the cycle. I don't understand what the cycle.
Will you please tell? No, don't do that. Be comfortable. There is a line number over there.
Right. You want me to tell you the line?
Yes, the line number.
Okay, around 3:55, just 2 lines above it. Keeps on speaking of the cycle. I didn't understand what the cycle.
Moment, 3:55. Yes? Okay.
So what is the cycle?
It's not cycle. It's do.
It's what?
Do. Davaran.
Davaran.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And do re. Do re means temporary moment, right?
Right.
Now is era of something. He's talking about that. Which means that this is your time. This is your chance. You are here. This is the time. By the time, you should always have something in mind when Rumi talks about time. You should always remember the word hal. Double meaning. Hal as a moment and hal as feeling. Because what you feel happens in this moment. And that's what we're basically talking about. Because here we do something a little bit bizarre. We are talking about non-talkable. We are trying to explain something not understandable. And we are talking about non-existence mainly. Which means it's out of the field of knowledge. How do we do it? This is a good question for you. How do we do it? How do we talk about untalkable? How do we explain something which is not understandable? This is something that normally you should learn in book 6. Because over there is the final point and he will explain it to you in a way. It doesn't hurt to hear it once now. How we do this? How am I teaching? I mean, in that sense, in reality, how are we doing? What am I talking about here? And how do I do it? Yes, I use the book of a master. What is he doing? This is a good question. I hope you all remember how this game started. This game started first with a miracle. We call it miracle because means what? Mo'jizah, because we are talking about the ajza of the brain to understand it. Because this is miracle in our language means punity of the intelligence in a way. We call it like that because we know that the brain cannot understand it. That miracle happened to Rumi, right? We know. The result of that miracle is always one thing. Having a good hal in both meanings. Having a good time and feeling good. And that's the toughest desire of a human being, isn't it? So, he achieved it with a miracle. Nobody could explain it. Not even him. He will talk so many times about Shams and at the end we say, I don't know what am I talking about. When his name drops in, suddenly I go crazy. You remember in book 1, he mentioned it, he will repeat it, that whenever the name of Shams arrives, suddenly I find myself in another state of mind. then a group of people, curious enough, intelligent enough, who have been his murid, will go to him and say, okay, we want to have that hall. What shall we do? And he told them, oh, very difficult, but I'll try my best. They said, okay, let's do it. He said, no, there is no let's do it. Listen, period. Later he said, if you listen carefully, I will make your ears and eye to see the truth. But remember, this is, the subject is clear. The essence of happiness is love, nothing else. For a human being, that's it. Remedy is there, but that didn't solve anything, did it? We just brought in another name which nobody understands. Then he said, okay, first remember that the intelligence cannot explain it. Mainly we want to talk about something that Sheikh Ishraq, the biggest guy in this field, called it beyond the logic. Tor and Baraya Aql. You know what is Tor? The way. Tor. Tore Baraya Aql means beyond the intelligence. That's the name of this. Then he did it. How? The techniques, we know what it is. First of all, he gave up the conversation, discourse, because this is what he had learned. Remember, he learned philosophy, he was a philosopher. And in philosophy, you talk, you bring in the subject, talk about it, go around it and try to dig it in. He said, you sit and listen. Do only one thing, but please do it well, which you are not, because you're always preoccupied with something else. You're doing something else. Even if you're a very good, serious student, you are highlighting, you're writing down, you're doing something else, because it's not easy to concentrate. You have never learned it to listen, because you listen only to one person. That's the same person in your head who is talking. And that talking goes nowhere. Then, discourse is out. What is in? Stories. Because the stories, first of all, you could remember. Remember that. I repeated this because you have to remember it. You remember that I insist, go back and read it. Remember the stories, and I go back only to the story. Because each story is a bundle of a word. What is a story to you?
A way of teaching?
I believe logical discourse is a better way.
A way of transmitting something that needs to be said without upsetting anybody, but engaging them?
You started to talk about feeling. That's what the story is all about. It's a bundle of feeling, passion. That's what the story is. And it's so flexible that could do the job with everyone. There is a feeling in it. I mean, whenever I talk about this handmaiden, I feel it. I feel this lady upstairs. You won't believe me that I even know her skin color. Because it's alive for me. You know how alive? Exactly the same way that Moby Dick is alive. That great whale, remember it? Or Romeo. I know a lot about the attitude of Romeo. That's what the story is. Then, poetic language.